This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A fire that raced through a hall hosting a Christian wedding in northern Iraq has killed about 100 people, 150 others injured. Authorities warn the death toll could rise.
The fire happened in Iraq's Nineveh province. Footage aired by the Iraqi Kurdish television news channel Rudal showed fireworks catching a chandelier ablaze, while television footage showed charred debris inside the wedding hall. Ahmed Dubadani, deputy head of the Nineveh Health Directorate, says the majority of the people caught by the fire were completely burned, and some others had 50 to 60% of their bodies burned. Some of those burned included children. Ambulance sirens wailed for hours as paramedics brought out the injured. Authorities say that flammable building materials also contributed to this latest disaster to hit Iraq's dwindling Christian minority. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea has decided to expel U.S. soldier Travis King, according to Pyongyang State News Agency. King was detained after crossing the border from the south in July. King ran across the border on the 18th after joining a sightseeing tour of the demilitarized zone. The flood of people crossing into Armenia from Azerbaijan continues to climb. It's estimated to be now 42,000 people. Reuters correspondent Diane Toh says there appears to be no end in sight.
Satellite images show a long line of traffic jamming the road out of Karabakh.
Prior to the military action by Azerbaijan, there were an estimated 120,000 ethnic Armenians in Karabakh. This is VOA News. Iran is claiming that it successfully launched an imaging satellite into space, the latest from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The state-run news agency is quoting the country's communications minister as saying the Nord 3 satellite had been put in orbit 450 kilometers or 280 miles above the Earth's surface. There was no immediate acknowledgement from Western officials of the launch or of the satellite being put into orbit. Iran has had a series of failed launches in recent years. The United States has alleged that Iran's satellite launches defy a UN Security Council resolution and has called on Tehran to undertake no activity related to ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A judge has ruled that Donald Trump committed fraud for years while building the real estate empire that catapulted him to fame and to the White House. The judge found that the former president and his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by massively overvaluing his assets and exaggerating his net worth on paperwork used to make deals and secure financing. Here's AP reporter Mike Sisak.
This is by far the biggest repudiation of Donald Trump's image as a wealthy businessman and the steps that the court has said he took that were illegal in building that image of a wealthy and successful businessman, an image that really sprung him to the White House.
The judge's ruling resolves a key claim in the New York Attorney General's lawsuit, but six others remain. The Attorney General is seeking $250 million in penalties and a ban on the Trump Organization or Trump himself doing business in New York in the future. A Russian space capsule carrying two Russian cosmonauts and a U.S. astronaut touched down in Kazakhstan on Wednesday. The landing was live-streamed by the Russian space agency. The Hollywood writer's strike is over while actors remain out. Here's AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Leaders of the governing boards of the East and West Writers Guild of America declared their nearly five-month-long strike over after both voted to accept a contract agreement with studios. As of midnight, screenwriters could now go back to work, although they still have to vote to ratify the contract in October. The agreement brought optimism to SAG-AFTRA members and writers who joined them in solidarity on the picket lines in Los Angeles on Tuesday, ER's Noel Wiley.
We'll stay in solidarity and support until the contract reflects what we wanted to.
Jack Black carried a sign saying, "We ain't done yet," outside Paramount Pictures.
Let's get it done.
Actors have also voted to authorize union leadership to potentially expand their strike to voice and motion capture actors in the video game industry. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Scott Walter.